starting off with the movie news this afternoon, and the Martian's Mackenzie Davis has joined the Blade Runner sequel. And of course, exactly how she'll fit into the movie remains a mystery at this point, as the studio, Warner Brothers, has locked down the details. All we do know so far is that the movie will be set decades after Ridley Scott's 1982 original, itself taking place in 2019, and we'll also see Harrison Ford back as Rick Deckard. And the cast roster so far includes Ryan Gosling and Robin Wright. Now, showing in cinemas here in Tenerife in English this week is the movie Warcraft. And the peaceful realm of Azeroth stands on the brink of war as the civilization faces a fearsome race of invaders, orc warriors fleeing their dying home to colonize another. And as a portal opens to connect the two worlds, one army faces destruction and the other faces extinction. From opposing sides, two heroes are set on a collision course that will decide the fate of their family, their people, and their home.
We've had peace in these lands for many years now. But one of our villages burned tonight.
War is coming.
An invasion.
If we do not unite to fight this enemy, our world will perish.
Saving the world is not a one-man job.
We fight together or we die together.
You will have me to protect you.
I need no one to protect me.
Well then.
And Warcraft is showing in cinemas in English here in Tenerife this week.
For years, our world has been at peace. But something is coming.
Out now on DVD and Blu-ray is the Western Bone Tomahawk, and after an outlaw unknowingly leads a band of cannibalistic cave dwellers into the peaceful western town of Bright Hope, the monsters kidnap several settlers, including the wife of a local rancher. And despite his injured leg, the rancher joins a small rescue party with the sheriff, his aging deputy, and a strong-willed gunslinger. And what follows is a journey into hell on earth, as the posse comes to realize it is up against a foe whose savagery knows no bounds. And the film takes place in the mid-1800s, around the border of what is now Texas and New Mexico.
Good evening. Civilized towns, you look a man direct in the face when you talk to him.
This isn't comfortable.
Oh, it's not supposed to be.
Here's a situation. Serious.
Mrs. O'Dwyer was abducted.
She is my everything, and those savages have got her. God knows what they're doing to her. And every second that we delay.
You know who did this?
They don't have a name.
How many of them do you think there are?
It won't matter. You have no chance against any number of them.
I'm coming with you.
No, I need you here.
And this is what a backup's for, to help an emergency, not stay back. I'm coming.
We're making a five-day journey in 3 days, riding along and sleeping the bare minimum.
I don't know what's west of here. No cattle trail or anything else goes in that direction.
If our horses die before we get there, or we go into hostile territory, weak and foggy with exhaustion, we won't rescue anybody.
Don't be scared. I am a friend.
You aren't.
And starring Kurt Russell, Patrick Wilson, and Matthew Fox, Bone Tomahawk is out now on DVD and Blu-ray.
You had no cause. If you want to question my morals, do it later.
And finally for today, let's have a look at another random movie fact. And did you know the Dark Knight composer Hans Zimmer wrote the theme tune to the BBC One daytime quiz Going for Gold? And since then, he went on to win an Oscar for The Lion King and has been nominated for a further 9. And he also scored movies including Thelma and Louise, A True Romance, Gladiator, and all of the Dark Knight movies. But in the late 1980s, he did find time to compose the instantly catchy theme tune from Going for Gold.
That's all, folks.